Welcome to Hold My Pacings, Please. I'm your host, Leal, and today I'm really excited. I have Terrell from Tea Time with Terrell on the show.
Hello. How are you, Leal?
Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm so glad
you came.
Thank you.
I know I asked you like a couple weeks ago, so I'm glad we made this happen so quickly.
Yeah.
When I saw that you had Tea Time, I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. It was like an Ask Abby type thing. Mm-hmm. But then you had like your own twist on it, and like the names are the best. I love it.
Thank you. That was all my manager / boss idea.
Great idea.
Matthew Dunn. Like, he brought me on to the Department of Dance, just to do that show. You know, he wanted a visual, and he was like, "You are really good with visuals. You're really good on Snapchat and Instagram. Let's have you do something with us." And I was like, I'm an actor, I'm a performer, I'm not a writer or anything like that. And he was like, well, let's make it into a show.
That's such a good idea, because you are like a personality.
Thank you.
And I enjoyed watching it. I was like, oh, absolutely. And I like I like the questions. I like the way you handle the questions. I loved the fan. I loved all of it.
Ready?
Yes.
There we go.
Whipped out the fan. So to all of our listeners, Department of Dance, what? Give us like a quick explanation.
The Department of Dance is a EDM website. It's also a blog. It is a promo company, and we also throw our own events as well. It is so many things.
You guys have a lot going on.
Yeah. We go out and we go to different shows. We like to review DJs, interview them. We have different like mixes of the weeks, new music Mondays. We also have like radio shows as well. We have the White Noise Collective podcast. It does go on our, I think it goes on our website, and we also have The Done Deal with Matthew Dunn.
And that's
good name.
Yeah. it's honestly really, really cool.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
it is
one of the, I would say, the big honcho EDM companies in Houston. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I always see all events, and I really like it.
Thank you.
I like all the marketing and I like you, so I'm happy you're on the show.
Awesome.
Cool. And I'm excited to switch things up, you guys, because I know the last few episodes have been really focused on my startup, and we did start the show talking about dating and relationships, and now I'm just kind of, I want to talk about something fun and light and not startups, so this is a nice breath of fresh air. And you actually picked the topic today, so why don't you let everybody know what it is.
So our topic for today is finding your passion, self-discovery, and just how do you go with being ultimately just being you, being yourself, authentically yourself, and how do you go living your life and progressing doing that said thing?
Right, and I think that's definitely something, well, it's something that you do deal with your whole life.
Yes.
But I think in your, what is it, quarter-life crisis, that's like a big one, or your 20s.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like I hated 25. It was awful year.
Really?
It was the worst year.
I'm looking forward to it. Guys, I am 21 years old. I am still a baby. I am turning 22 in December. So, like, come hang out with me at Gravity. That is the place to be. And you can wear a onesie with me on my birthday. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
But no, I fully agree. I think most of my friends that are in their 20s are like just going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's highs and there's a lot of lows. I would definitely say I hit my lowest point this year. Just a lot of bad things were happening over and over and over again. And I was like, God, is there any like, is anything going to give, you know, from all the bad that's been happening? But I was patient and, you know, I just rolled with the punches and I said, I will get through this. I will be okay. And now things are getting so much better, you know?
It's like, really your outlook. And I'm such a firm believer in time healing everything. So just because things seem really bad, they can always get worse. And it'll pass. And like, there's so many things I stressed about when I was younger. And I look back on it and I was like, what was I even worried about?
I think I had a conversation with a friend yesterday about it. I said, can you imagine, like, do you ever think about all the time you wasted worrying about stuff?
Wallowing.
That you had no control over. And you're just like, I wasted so much time. What was I thinking?
And the only thing you really have control over is your emotions and how you,
yeah, exactly,
you deal with these issues. you can't control the people. A lot of people do suck.
Yes.
You can control, you know, how you let these people in or how
your
you deal with
people.
Your environment.
You can do all those things.
Your mindset, just taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Unless you're a kid. If you're a kid and you don't really have much control of your environment, make the most of it.
Yes. Yeah. If you're a child, you know.
Yeah.
Can't really do much. I think a big thing for me on this topic is a lot of people, they complain about not finding their purpose in life or self-discovery. But you have to be okay with change. You cannot find a new calling or find yourself if you're doing the same thing all the time with the same people. You just can't.
Yeah. When it comes to change, man, it's scary. Because you get in your head with, am I going to regret this? And then you also start getting self-conscious and you start having this conditional love with yourself. You know, you start letting people's opinions and words about you cloud you. And that's why change is so, so scary. But, you know, when it comes to change, it's going to happen. So you might as well just let it happen and just... You have to try to be okay with it. If you try to understand why it is happening, this is one of the big things of why I love about self-discovery is that you're learning more about yourself. And so you will accept change because it's something new that you learn about you, something that you like or something that you don't like.
Right. And if you don't try different things and experiment with different things, how can you really be a well-rounded person, I think, if you just stay in this little bubble? So, and I think we as humans, we need to adapt to different scenarios, situations, try different jobs. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can always, you know, backtrack. Obviously, nothing that's like hurtful or illegal, but
exactly.
Try different things.
And a lot of people are afraid to just say, I don't want to do it anymore. You know, like if you need to quit that job, you know, if you're financially stable to do it, quit that job, okay? But, like, make sure you realize you have to come back to reality. You have to apply yourself and work harder for the things that you want in life.
I love everybody, but I do think that you should surround yourself with people who have open minds.
Yes.
Who you can learn from, who can add value to your life and not bring you down. And it's hard to sometimes navigate through that, but I think that's a big one.
Yeah. The number one thing that I learned from Matthew by working with him is because I was going through a tough time and I asked him, I said, can you give me any advice on how to be a successful person? Because when I see him, he is one of the most successful people that I know. And so that's why I gravitate toward him is because it's like, I want to be just like that. And so he told me, he said, surround yourself by successful people. And I was like, I'm already doing that. Okay. So
you're doing great. Cause I always had friends that were much older than me.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just always wanted to like learn from people.
People are cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I had friends my own age too, but I was just always really curious about, you know, opening a company or business or starting something new.
Yeah.
I mean, I have like three mentors. I like love asking for advice.
Yeah.
I don't really get my feelings hurt. I want people's feedback because how can you learn? But then how can you learn if you don't make mistakes? So I think you have to be like not afraid of making mistakes.
And that's something I feel like I've been telling my friends for months now. It's like, it's okay if something goes wrong. As long as you learn from it, take what you learn and apply it to your present so you can have a better future. Right. You know, I've learned this year that people are so guilty about what happened in the past.
Mm.
But there's nothing you can do about the past. It already happened. So being guilty does nothing for you at all.
Oh, and like they just hold on to it?
Yeah, you know? And it's like, it sucks if something went bad. And yeah, it's sad, but push forward. There's so much more to life than just that one bad thing. People are so focused on the bad that they forget about the good. And even if the good is just a little, the little things really matter.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. It's like, it's so hard to give this advice to people when they're in a situation like this. Cause it's as an outsider, you have all the answers, but when you're in it, it's difficult. So it's like, how do I, you know, explain this to somebody without being insensitive?
Yeah.
But it doesn't do you any good just sitting there wallowing.
Yeah.
That really doesn't.
Yeah.
It gets old.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely say when I have my bad days, I do cry it out. But then like the next day,
better.
Yeah. Like the next day I'm like, okay, I cried. It's enough. I'm going to keep on doing whatever I have to do now.
Well, it's funny you say that. So I also think that it's okay to not be in a good mood, and it's okay to have a bad day. And you should let yourself be sad, and you can get through it so much quicker when you just understand your emotions and understand I'm sad because, you know, X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. So what can I do to, like, make it better? Or just let yourself, like, have a day of, like, bumming. That's healthy, too.
It's one of the funny things because people are afraid to be sad. You know, they try their best to distract themselves and be happy and be happy and be happy. It's like, you can't be happy all the time. Feel your emotions. For me, for someone, I like to tell people all the time, I honestly don't have much, I would say, not control over my emotions. But when I do feel something, I don't know what I'm feeling because I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what I'm feeling, but it's definitely a mood.
And that's why I say mood all
the time. You're like, it's a mood. We don't
know. It's a mood because it's there and it's a feeling, but I just don't know what I'm feeling. Yeah, but like,
that's good. I might steal that.
See, yeah, I'm making that into a shirt, guys. It's like, you know.
Mood.
Yeah. But it's an easier way to say it because it's like, sometimes I don't know what I'm feeling, but when I do realize I am feeling something, I take that feeling and I ride it through until I don't need it anymore. So if I'm angry, I'm going to be angry until I can calm myself down. And if I'm sad, I'm going to cry it out. I will sit in the mirror and I'll cry. And then once I'm done crying, I'm telling myself I am okay.
Crying helps.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just like, there's nothing wrong.
It releases everything. It's like taking a really good shower.
Yeah.
I feel so refreshed.
Exfoliating.
That is what facial. Crying, that is what crying is. It feels that good.
If I'm really stressed, I like to go on runs and sweat it out. That helps. Nature. I feel like nature's a big one.
Oh, my God. Like I said earlier today before I got here, I sat outside and I meditated and I listened to some music and soaked in the sunlight. Go outside, guys. That makes you happy. Like, before I go anywhere, I want to go outside and feel the sunlight on my skin.
We need vitamin D.
You need vitamin D. Drink some water. Like, filter out all those bad toxins in your body and just, your body's a plant. Treat it like so. It needs water, it needs food, and it needs sunlight. Treat your body like a temple. It is a plant.
I totally agree. And you were actually telling me this earlier about how you were questioning things when you were younger. You got on random buses when you were 13 years old.
Yeah.
To see like what was out there.
Yeah. So when I was in middle school, by the way, I went to Pershing Middle School. Shout out Pershing Pandas. I would ride the bus every single day to school. And I did this since I graduated high school. So I know the city kind of like the back of my hand. But when I was younger, when I would walk to the bus stop from my house, it was around the time that where I would question everything. And I started questioning myself. And, you know, me being gay and overweight, I just wanted to know, why was I existing? Why was I here? Why did I need to be in this position that I am in now? And I knew that I wouldn't find the answers from family, and I knew I wouldn't find it from friends. And so I wanted to go out and see if I can find that answer. So after school, I would ride the bus to a different location and just keep riding it until the end of the stop. And then I'll try and find something new. Yes, it was risky. I do not recommend this to any kid of 13 years of age. But at that point in time, I didn't really care. I just wanted to have some fun.
How did you get back home?
Oh, I would ride the bus back.
You just thought, okay.
Yeah, I had a cue card. I was like pressing the tab and I had free transfers too for like 3 hours. So yeah, I chilled.
Did your, like, anybody ever notice you were gone?
No, I was very independent as a kid. So like, As long as I texted someone what I was doing and where I was going, they're like, I'll be home soon.
Yeah.
You know, I just like going out and going to see things.
Do you think that helped you kind of find yourself or find out who you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Without it, I wouldn't really, honestly, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in now, because that's when I learned about, you know, EDM, and I learned about raving, and I also learned about dancing. And I used to be I used to be in musical theater in school, so singing and dancing was already there, but like different styles of dancing, different styles of acting, you know? It really, being in Houston and growing up in Houston, this is a city nothing but creative people. You know, we have a big sign that says be someone, you know, and we are a city that, yeah, exactly. I mean, we are a city that inspires. So like growing up in this city is like, oh, everyone has their own creativity. I want to make mine different. I want to make mine uniquely mine. And so I got inspiration from so many things around the city. And that's what made me who I am today now.
That's really awesome that you were able to do that and recognize that, because a lot of people don't do that. I think I've never heard that story.
Yeah.
But I mean, just getting out of your comfort zone and your element just really makes you question a lot of things. And being alone is always a good one just to like think, because you don't have distractions of other people around.
And I am afraid of isolation. If I'm alone for too long, my anxiety is the worst when I'm by myself.
I actually love being alone.
Really?
I moved to Australia by myself when I was 24.
By the way, that's a whole mood. Like,
and I stayed. I didn't talk to him for 2 days because I didn't know anybody when I got to New Zealand. Well, I went to New Zealand first.
Oh, that's better. What? Hi. Okay, cool.
I was there for a month, yeah. But, I mean, probably not healthy for most people, but hey, I felt like it was good for me, and I met so many different people, and now I'm, like, really not afraid of being that's alone or anything.
After high school, I got accepted into the American Musical Dramatic Academy LA campus, and it was the dream school for me. But being a second-class citizen, I did not have the funds to go to that school. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll just take a break. And so I said I wanted to take a one-year break from acting and just see what else I can find.
That's healthy. I didn't think there's any rush. I think taking breaks are good.
Yeah,
especially when you're so young. Why not?
Exactly. And I made the dumb decision, but I moved to California. I dropped everything and
moved to Costa Mesa
to go stay with an ex of mine. But I didn't move for the relationship. Don't move for any man, guys, or girl, unless it's real. But I moved for my career. I moved to just see maybe a change of scenery is what I needed.
It was a nice, like, you know, ease you into.
I was only there for like a month, and I was like, I'm going back. This is weird.
You didn't get a chance.
It was one of the things, I just wasn't ready yet. And like I said, I need to go back to a place where I'm comfortable to grow a little bit more and learn a little bit more about myself.
Fair enough.
So now, 3 years later, I'm on this wave of, okay, I know so much more about myself. I still want to stay in Houston for like a year more. But then after that, I'm probably just going to leave, because it's one of those things, and this is something I like to instill in younger people. Your home is always going to be there, but somewhere else may be your calling, you know? And I found where I'm supposed to be, and I found where I'm so supposed to go. And I love Houston, but I don't see myself becoming the bigger me here in Houston. I grew a lot here, and I will always learn something here, and I'll always have love for it here. But somewhere else, I know I'm going to meet my maximum. And there is no max to your life, you know? But I know somewhere else I'll have more opportunities to bloom into something
right,
more.
And everything's going to be here when you get back.
Yeah, exactly.
Things don't really change that much. Everybody has FOMO, but it's not changing.
Oh my God, yes. And this year, next year, I was like, I need to get rid of my fear of missing out. So I'm like, I don't want to go to any show. I don't want to do anything. But knowing me, I'm like, I want to go to the show so bad.
Yeah. It's okay. You're experiencing different things. I mean, I used to want to do everything. Now I'm just like, I mean, I'm 29 now, you guys.
Yeah, I feel like since I am 21, I'm going to have that mentality of going everywhere. But then as soon as I'm 25, I'm going to be like, let me chill out.
Come in waves.
Like, I just want to chill out, you know? Like, actually, I'm just going to calm down and sit my ass down and just enjoy what's happening right now.
Don't get me wrong. I like to, with what I do, I have to be very social. But it goes in waves. Like, there'll be weeks that I'm social and, you know, I need to, like, work and write and whatever I'm doing. Okay, so before we wrap this up, can you tell our listeners what to expect with Tea Time? throughout? Like, what is, so they can, you know, take a look at your show? Because I really like it.
Expect everything. Everything and nothing.
High expectations.
Yeah.
I say expect everything because the show wouldn't exist without anyone. You know, it's not just me that does the show. I get these questions. I get the topics from everyone else.
And they're really great questions.
And it's one of those things where when I do help out a friend, I did have a friend one time. She told me that I was like her therapist. And I was like, please, I am not a doctor. I do not have a license, nor do I want to be a therapist because I do not want to tell someone what to do with their life. Mm-hmm. I am just a friend. And I'm just giving you friendly advice that I learned over the years of this 21 years of being on this planet. And that's just how I'm doing it, you know?
I think the best way to give advice is to also ask them questions that they're not asking themselves. Because you can't really give advice. You can say what you would do.
Yeah.
And you can give options.
Yeah.
But you can't really like be like, no, do this. Because everything's, there's two sides to every story.
Have you ever had a person rant to, like, give you a big old rant that lasted for a good hour? And then you're just like, do you know you just solved your own problem, but you're not even listening to what you're saying? You're just yelling.
I don't know if I would let anybody talk that long, but I've gotten like long texts like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, you just had a conversation with yourself.
So, like, I have friends that will rant on and on and on. And then once they're done, I'm like, okay, so you told me all of your problems, but you also told me all the solutions to your problems.
So they know their answer. They really do. But it's so hard to find it when you're, it's hard with emotions because you feel something, but you know that that thing is wrong.
But I feel like even after, they're still not listening. And so, like, I want to say the big thing is listen to yourself. You know, like, you know, your dreams and the little voice in your head you're not crazy. That is your mind saying, hey, maybe you should start listening to what I'm telling you, and you will probably find the answer to what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I also get annoyed when people ask for my opinion and they just don't want to listen. Like, why are you asking me?
It's just like, now you're wasting my time and you wasted your time. Like, yeah, I have all the time in my entire life, but in the universe, my time is really
small.
You're
like, I'm busy.
Yeah, like, on my universal clock, it's small. This is a second. But, like, yeah, you know, like, I really need...
You're like, do you want my help or do you not?
Exactly. But
another part of self-discovery, you guys, just, like, you know, think about what you
open your eyes
about.
And open your ears,
Listen to yourself because you might have your own answers.
Yeah, and I would definitely say one of the big things about self-discovery is having unconditional love for yourself. And that's just being okay with who you are at the moment. If you want a change brought out with you, go with that change. You know, don't be afraid of making that said change. It's going to be hard. And yeah, you will regret it for like a week. But then after the week, you're like, it's not that bad.
Just have to laugh about everything.
Yeah.
I made so many mistakes. Just laugh about it.
I do too. I catch myself all the time. And I actually made a group. Is on Facebook. It's called Sounds Like Some Shit Terrell Would Say.
Dead.
And it's literally a group of this things that I catch myself saying, especially when I'm drinking. Just like, why did I say that? Or what was I thinking? And then I realized when my friends post into that group, it's really relatable for everyone. Because everyone's like, I do the same thing too. And I'm just like, okay, so I'm not the only one that's this crazy. Okay, cool. And so it's like, I made a meme out of myself, but I'm laughing at myself. And I enjoy laughing at myself because I'm pretty funny, you know? And that's something that I learned with self-discovery. See, a full circle. But
love yourself and don't take yourself too seriously and keep an open mind, I think, is some good bullet points for this.
Yeah. And honestly, when you get opinions from other people, don't take it personal.
And,
you know?
Yeah, opinions are, you're going to get so many opinions.
Yeah.
Friends and family can sometimes be your worst enemy.
Oh, yeah, trust me. And because they think they know the best for you, but only you really know what's best for you.
So listen to yourself, trust yourself. And I feel like, gosh, we have so many things we could talk about. I would love for you to come back on the show.
I'm down. I'm definitely excited to do this. This was my first podcast. This is weird to actually
I don't think it'll be our last.
Yeah, I hope not. I am really excited. I love this a lot. It's just, it's very different, you know? Like, just talking, because now I don't have to make, like, facial expressions, even though I'm doing it. But, like, all I have to do is just say my voice.
I like to just, like, not wear makeup and look like shit. And be like
But you look great.
But I'm just like, nobody can see me.
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
But this is good. You guys, make sure you check out Tea Time with Terrell.
Yes.
And make sure you guys check out Hold My Pasties, Please. I have a bunch of new pasties in. And I'm going to give you a crop top because I have some tops in.
Oh, I'm about to wear a crop top. This is about to be a fucking mood. Oh, my God.
Purples.
I'm excited.
The fan just came out.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining.
Of course. Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.